It's science, but not as you know it. The Naked Scientists.
Hello, welcome to The Naked Scientists this week with Chris Smith, that's me, and also with Helen Scales. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
And coming up very shortly is this week's Kitchen Science, in which we'll be inviting you to make some music alongside the programme. You're going to need a small plastic bottle and some water if you want to do this.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.
Now, have you ever played around with a bottle and noticed that you can create a nice note, a bit like a flute, if you blow across the top? Well, in this week's Kitchen Science, Mira's taking it one step further.
For Kitchen Science this week, I've come to the Engineering Department here at the University of Cambridge to meet with Hugh Hunt in his office. Hello, Hugh.
Hello, Mira.
So we've got some quite basic equipment in front of us here today. We've got a bucket and we've got a plastic bottle, just a normal kind of regular size bottle. What are we going to do with this, Hugh?
Well, this is just a sort of a 250ml drinks bottle, and I'm going to blow over the top of it like this to produce a note. Nothing particularly fancy about that. Now, if you put water in the bottle, it's about a third full or thereabouts. Now, we know if we blow now over the top, we get a higher note. And if I empty that out again, I go back to this same lower note.
So we know that if you pour water inside the bottle, the pitch of the sound you get when you blow across the top goes up. What are we going to get the people at home to do now?
A very similar thing. By adding water, we reduce the volume of air inside the bottle. So I'm going to reduce the volume of air by a different method. I'm going to scrunch the bottle up like this. Okay. And what happens when we blow across the bottle then? It's important when you're doing this, it makes it much easier if you hold the bottle by the neck of the bottle. Don't hold it on the side of the bottle. And you'll see if you try doing it on the side of the bottle, it's nowhere near as easy.
Okay, so we have to hold it by the neck of the bottle. Got it. What else?
Well, I've got a bucket full of water here. And what I'm going to do is, I've got the bottle, just the ordinary unscrunched bottle. And I can actually lower it into the water, like this, and I can blow again.
There's no change.
Yeah, that's right. There's no change. The note doesn't change. Well, now, you'll find that when you take the scrunched up bottle, it behaves differently when it's out in the air than when it's submerged in water. So that's another thing for you to have a look at.
Okay, so once you've practiced blowing across the top of the bottle and know how to get the sound, we've got two things for you to do. Scrunch up the bottle and blow across it again and see if the pitch of the sound changes. And then lower the scrunched up bottle inside a bucket of water and see if there's a change in the pitch there as well. So if you've got a plastic bottle and a bucket of water, give it a go at home and let us know what happens.
Thanks, Mira and Hugh. Now, if you have a bottle and a bucket to hand, have a go, but let us know what happens. Like she said, we want to know. Maybe you can even come live on the air and play to us. Chris@thenakedscientist.com and we'll find out later what the answer is.
Thank you very much, Helen.
This is The Naked Scientists. Now it's time to go back to Mira, who's with Hugh Hunt at the University of Cambridge, to find out what happened with this week's Kitchen Science.
Hello again, and welcome back to Kitchen Science. I'm here at the University of Cambridge with Hugh Hunt. Now, the first thing we asked you to do was to scrunch up a plastic bottle and see if the pitch of the sound changed when you blew across the top. So, Hugh, shall we have a go?
Yeah, let's have a go. Well, I've got my bottle here unscrunched. And I scrunch it.
The pitch is lowered.
Yeah, much lower. If I unscrunch it again. But if you remember, when I added water, the note went up. So there must be something more to it than just a volume change of the air inside.
Well, the second thing people at home had to do was lower the scrunched bottle into a bucket of water.
Yes. Now, this helps to give us a clue as to what's going on. Because if I take my unscrunched bottle and lower it into the water, no change in the note. Scrunched bottle, lower it in.
This time it's going higher.
Yes, I lowered the bottle in and the note went higher. So it's a bit of a puzzle.
So why is this happening?
Well, the way to think about it is that the air in the bottle is like a spring, because the bottle is behaving in the same way as what's called a Helmholtz resonator. And the little amount of air that's around the neck of the bottle is like a mass, and the air inside the bottle is like a spring. So we have to think of whether the spring inside the bottle, the air inside the bottle, is getting stiffer or softer.
But what does scrunching the bottle do?
Well, a perfectly round bottle is really stiff. And you can think of imagining a flat piece of paper and curving it around into a tube, making it round makes it stiff. Well, think of the bottle in the same way. The walls of the bottle are really stiff when they're round, but when I scrunch it, I make lots of flat surfaces. And those flat surfaces, we can see them, they're flat surfaces. Those flat surfaces are much more bendy. So you can imagine the air inside, when the bottle was round, the air is actually pushing on a really stiff bottle. But when the bottle is scrunched, the air is pushing on a rather flexible bottle. A bit like the difference between standing on a concrete floor and standing on a trampoline.
So with the air pushing on a flexible surface, why does that change the pitch?
Well, you see, the mass in the neck plug, as we call it, is sitting on the spring of the air. And if the air is sitting on the soft walls, then you've got a mass on a soft spring rather than a mass on a stiff spring. Now, you could imagine just taking a rubber band and hook it onto a coffee cup and bounce it up and down. If the rubber band is really soft, then the frequency is lower. So if the frequency is lower, well, frequency is related to pitch. The lower the pitch, the lower the note, the lower the frequency.
So what's happening when you put it inside the water?
Ah, well, that's good. Well, when the bottle is scrunched, the walls are really flexible. And now put your finger on here. You can actually feel the walls of the bottle moving.
It's really noticeable.
And if I unscrunch it, you don't feel the walls of the bottle moving nearly as much.
No, that's quite a big difference, actually.
So that means when you lower it into the water is helping to stop the walls from moving. But for the circular bottle, the walls aren't moving anyway, so there's no difference. But for the scrunched up bottle, the weight of the water stops the walls from moving. So suddenly, if the walls aren't moving, we're down to a smaller volume of air. And with a smaller volume of air, smaller volume of air is stiffer, so the frequency of vibration goes up, and that means the note goes up.
Okay, so when you scrunch the bottle, you're lowering the stiffness, and therefore you get a lower note. But when you dunk the bottle inside the water, you stop the walls of the bottle moving, and therefore you're increasing the stiffness, and then you get a higher note.
Yes, that's absolutely right. You can think that once you've stopped the walls moving by putting it into the water, then the reduced volume effect, the bottle is now smaller, is exactly the same as that you'd have got by reducing the volume by filling the bottle with water, which is what we did at the very beginning.
So if you're feeling musical and lacking some instruments at home, you could have a play with some bottles and see if you can change some pitch. Thanks, Hugh.
No problem at all.
That's it for Kitchen Science this week.
Thanks, Hugh and Mira. So all you need to do is play with the volume of a bottle and you can create some music. Have a look online at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience and we'll show you how it works.